All right, we are on Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, all the way on the bottom of the page. So we had just said, the Mishnah had talked about what happens when a person says they take Konam Yaim She'eino Toim, and they say they're going to do so Ad HaPesach. So the Mishnah said, if you say Ad HaPesach, Ad Asar Ad Shiyagiyah. Right? If it's Ad HaPesach, so you're forbidden to drink the wine until Pesach arrives. Ad Shiyehei, Asar Ad Shiyetzeh. Right? So if you say Ad Shiyehei, so that the language implies until it happens. That's not until Pesach is over. Alifnei Pesach, you say until before Pesach, so then what happens? Or some say Ad Penei HaPesach, which makes even more sense because that's even more ambiguous. So Rabbi Meir says, Ad Shiyagia, and Riyosi says, Ad Shiyetze. Right, so it's a little more ambiguous in terms of what is it about Pesach. So Rabbi Meir says, until Pesach arrives, and Riyosi says, until Pesach ends. Okay, so what's going on here? So says the Gemara, L'mengra de Rabbi Meir sabar l'mayal inish nafshe l'sveika. So Rabbi Meir, who says, in that scenario, when you say Ad Penei HaPesach, the English man knows that this is the language that Shulchan Aruch even uses, is Ad Penei. So Rabbi Meir is one who says, you say Ad Penei HaPesach, so you're forbidden to drink the wine until Pesach arrives. And so Yossi says, no, you have to wait till it's over. Presumably meaning that if you're waiting till it's over, B.O.C., so it's because you're not positive which one it means, so let's go with the longer amount of time. As opposed to Rabbi Meir says, no, it means until Pesach arrives. So what it means that Rabbi Meir holds, it sounds like, lomal inish nafshe l'sveika, right? That a person is careful. They don't put themselves in a situation of suffix. If you take a look at the Mefarish, which explains the top, l'sveika, the kevan, actually, look, it starts from the Mishnah on the bottom, actually. The language of the Mishnah, which is from before, but it says, Ad Shiyagia, Dikasavra Lomal Inish Nafsh Lesveka, Dikavan Dikalis Spuke, Imashma Ad Shiyetzi, Ad Shiyagia, Vada, but the Lake of Sveka here, Herbidaito, Bishas Haneder, Dahanu Ad Shiyagia. Meaning, when we say that when a person takes a neder, so they don't leave it ambiguous. Right? If I'm saying it, I'm saying it, for real. So if he said, Ad Penei Pesach, and you're like, well, I don't know, which one does that mean? He wouldn't leave like a Nidarma serious enough that he's not leaving it ambiguous. And so he must mean until Pesach arrives, right? It's not like, oh, we should be machmir because maybe he meant later, he's not sure. It means not sure. So it's a neder. He's sure. And if he's sure, it means before. Fine. Okay. So but that you think that Rabbi Meir holds, really? And you just look by at the end of that Mefarish, the next one for Rabbi Yossi, Omer Ad Shiyetzeh. These should have been, on the Mishnah before, but it's helpful for us here also. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ad Shiyetzeh, the Savra Mal Inish Nafsh L'Sveika, the Ikel Suke Shema Ad Shiyetzeh Kama. Right? It says Ad Penei Pesach. I don't know. Maybe that meant that when it's over. Not sure. So sort of a suffix, we should be machmir because we do assume that sometimes people are not so clear and they don't know exactly what they meant. Even I don't know. What did you mean? I don't even know what I meant. Right? Okay. So that can happen, and therefore we should be machmir. Fine. But the bottom line is, it sounds like, at least, that Rabbi Meir holds that a person doesn't put themselves in a suffix situation like this, still in the case of Nadarim, and we can assume it means the earlier time. Okay, but really, or meaning, if that's true, what about the following case? Mishi Yeshlo Shtei Kitei Banos. So the case the person has, it's a mission of Bryson Kiddushin that says, a person has two sets of daughters. Mishtei Nashim. He's married to two different women, and from each wife, he has a certain number of daughters. Okay. Ve'amar kidashi es biti hakadola. He says, I was mekadesh my oldest daughter to some guy. Okay? But ve'eni yodeya im gedola shebegdolos, im gedola shebegtanos, im ketana shebegdolos, she gedola mi gedola shebegtanos. So he says, I was mekadesh my oldest daughter. You know what that means. Does that mean the oldest of the oldest? The oldest of the youngest? The youngest of the oldest, of the older group, right? There's like two different groups of daughters, so different ages. So we don't know exactly what he meant. So what happens in the situation? Says the Mishnah, Kulan Asuros, Div Rabbi Meir. They all become forbidden, meaning forbidden to get married to somebody else, and thus they get a get, presumably. Kulan Asuros, and the Bach adds there in that Aleph, Kulan Asuros Chutz Mina Katana Shebektanus, De Revi Meir. Right, so all of them are forbidden except for the youngest of the, there's a group of older girls and a group of young girls, so the youngest of the younger group, so that one we know is not the oldest, right? But everyone else becomes forbidden unless they receive a get, which would be obviously practically very terrible. But because then all these women would get a get misafek and they wouldn't be able to marry Kohanim, etc. But that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Chutz minak, it's fine. Chutz minak tana shebektanos. Sorry. The language there is flipped. It should be chutz minak tana shebektanos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Fine. Rabbi Yossi Omer kulan mutaros. Yossi says no. All of them are mutar. Chutz minak gedolos shebgedolos. Right. The only one who is forbidden, meaning that she's, you know, at least a suffolk, or maybe even for sure married to the person to whom he made the kiddushin on her behalf, that would be only the oldest of the old. Okay, so what does that seem like? Sounds like the opposite, right? Sounds like Yossi says chutz their kulam mitaros chutz mina gedolos shebgedolos means lomala yinish suffolk l'nafshe. The guy's making kiddushin; he doesn't make a mistake, right? He knows what he meant. Oldest means oldest. That's what it means. Right, as opposed to Rabbi Meir now is saying, "Well, I don't know. Maybe we're not sure. Right? We should be machmir by all the ones who could possibly be called oldest." Meaning, Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that you should, he does believe that a person does make a suffix sometimes. Someone makes a mistake and has to be careful. Fine. So what are we going to do? It sounds like, right? It sounds like a stira. So Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Avi Avdimi Amar Rav Muchlaf Es Hashita. No problem. He says, just flip the. Order of the shitos. I mean, the shitos are flipped. Okay, where are the shitos flipped? So I think Mufar says it's the shitos are flipped in our original Mishnah, right? Look at the Mufarish. Muchlefes hashita klomar apich masnisin. It's like 10 lines down in the Mufarish, in the skinny lines. Muchlefes hashita klomar apich masnisin the nedarim. Right, switch the shitos in our Mishnah. Ve'emel Rabbi Meir mile inish shesveka. Right, meaning Rabbi Meir is the one who's going to hold. That people do put themselves in a suffix situation. So whatever the shittos were originally in our Mishnah, which was that Rabbi Meir said, Asar Shiagia, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ashi Yetze, we'd flip it. Rabbi Meir's the one to say, Ashi Yetze, why? Because Rabbi Meir's the one who's the concerned one. He's the one who says, oh, I don't maybe make a suffix. And Rabbi Yossi should be the one who says, Ashi Yagia, right? No, don't worry, it can be right until, we assume he means just until Pesach begins. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi Lashitaso, who holds that, you know, Gedolos or Gedolos only would be usher, because again, he thinks that people are careful and they know what they know what they said. Okay, and we actually have another proof that this is the right way to go. Why? Vahatanya, back in the Gemara, we have another Bryce that supports this opinion. Actually, the Masor Shas is the Tosefta in Kiddushin that says Zaklal Kol Shezmano Kavua VaAmar Ad Penei or Ad Lifnei Ad Penei HaPesach. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ad Shiagia. Right, so you see this other Tosefta has the opinions swapped, right? So you see that is actually the right way to read it, and that actually just our Mishnah has the opinions backwards. You know, our original Mishnah that we were learning, and really we should switch them up, and there in which case we've solved all of our problems. No stira, everyone can have shalom. Good. All right. So next Mishnah. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ad Katsir, Ad Batsir, Ad Hamasik, Eino Asar Ela Ad Shiagia. Okay, so presumably this case is a similar type of, Neder, a person's Konam, Yayin, etc., until they get to a certain time. We had said before, we talked about before, Ad HaPesach. So now we're talking about until a time that is a little less obvious because the time is not on a calendar, right? It's not a date on the calendar. So Ada Katsir, guy says he's not going to drink wine until Katsir, right? Presumably the harvest season or when harvesting begins or when harvesting ends. What does that mean exactly, right? Ada Batsir, Batsir is the language used for grapes, right? The Mefarash says, Masisa Amar Konam She'ini Tom Yayin Adha Batsir, meaning Batsir Shal Anavim. That's how you refer to the harvesting of grapes. Adha Masik. What is masik? So the Mefarash says, "Ad masik lakita shazaisin." That's the language used for harvesting olives. So in all those cases, "Eino asar ella ad sheagia." So you become forbidden in those cases until that time arrives. Not until it's over, but until it arrives. Okay. Zeh haklal, and this is the rule. Kol shezmano kavua v'amar ad shiagia asar ad shiagia. Amar ad shiehe asar ad shiyetze. So if you have something that has a zman kavua, right, that the time is very set for this you know, the thing that's going on here. So and the person says ad shiagia, so that means that of course it means until it arrives. If they say ad shiehe, so ad shiehe means not until it's over, which we've talked about before. Right, that was the rule. V'chol she'ein zman kavua, but what if something is not zman kavua, that the time is a little more flexible? Bein amar ad shiehe, bein amar ad shiagia, eino aser ella ad shiagia. So if the time is not as set, it's a little more flexible, and the person, whether they say ad shiehe or ad shiagia, either one, we only forbid it until it arrives, ad shiagia. Okay? Take a look at the mefarish, kol she'ein zman kavua, kagon, katsir, batsir, etc. These examples that we just gave, right? The harvest season. So the zimnin havu b'charifi, zimnin havu b'afli, it depends, right? Sometimes they come faster, sometimes they come slower, etc. So in those situations, we go with the earlier time. And we say, it's just until it gets started. Okay? We'll have to see if we can explain well why that is. Like, why shouldn't I say if it's, you could have argued, right? If it's, this man's not kavua, right? It's a little like unclear when it starts, so that makes me nervous. It's just more of a suffix, maybe. Maybe I should be more machmir and wait until it's over. Here the argument is that no, because it's a little flexible already, so we assume the person meant just until it starts, because like because it's a flexible time, once it gets going, so then we assume it's in. But you know, to wait until it's over, what do you mean over? How long does it take for it to be over? The person must have meant until it starts. Fine.
Meaning that we know, so that we know when it starts, we just don't know when it ends. So a person wouldn't want that, right?
You could make that could
or no.
the mission doesn't explain, yeah. Right? But you're right. It's a good question. I mean, that's sort of the point I'm just throwing out there. Like I think we'll see a little bit as we move along a better answer for this. But like, it's a good question. I mean, you could have said because it's a more of a wishy-washy time. Should just wait till it's fully over.
But what's wishy-washy? When it starts, when it ends.
Right? So, but what's zman kavua? So what does zman kavua mean? Zman kavua meaning a kavua ending?
Yeah.
Or zman kavua meaning a kavua beginning? Or kavua beginning and ending?
Right.
I think it's both. Depends where you are and all sorts of things.
Right.
But we know when, I mean, even then, they knew when.
They started.
Like
I know when I start. I know when I start. Like harvesting doesn't mean that's when he starts harvesting. Like I don't know. Like who starts harvesting?
Right.
The harvest season, right? It's a little harder to.
And there's nothing saying that maybe the person was actually saying until I harvest my grain.
Right. That's not what he's saying. He's saying ad hakatzir.
All I can think of as I read this is maybe it's a financial thing. Like I can't go to buy a lottery ticket until I harvest the grain and sell it.
Yeah. Correct. It's like going out. It's like payday.
Yeah. Exactly.
Lineups. Yeah. Which we shouldn't be zochah to. But yeah, correct. Good. So let's keep going. We're going to see. I think I saw. Hold on. Yeah, take a look at the rush. We don't look at the rush so often. But yeah, I remember I saw this. You see the rush all the way on the left side of the page in that little column on the side? It says Perish Harush on top of it. See what that is? It's like all the way on the left side, all the way. The little like teeny letters. So he says, Bein sha'ama ad shiehe, einu asra ela ad shiagia, te kol hani ein zmanan kavua, their time is not set, kama nimshachim, how long they go, right? Umefarish basarachi, kol shiadua zman mishichaso, va'amar ad shiehe, ad shiyetzei ka'amar. Ki zman havayaso katsuva. Meaning with the length,
right?
So like that's like what Jonathan was saying. That the rush says it's because it could go on forever, right? It can go on for so long. So if something's going to go on forever and ever, so they're not going to say, you know, until it's over, right? No, it means until it starts, right? If you're ever a child or seen a child, tell their mom there's only 10 minutes left in the game. So if you're not a savvy sports mom, you're like, oh, 10 minutes left, no problem. Like, no, mom, that means there's 45 minutes left, 10 minutes left, timeouts. If they go out of bounds, right? So let's say, right? So you're never gonna say until it's. If you want, you don't say until the game's over. That's gonna be right. That, you don't know how long that's gonna be, right? Lahavdil. Fine, okay. I don't know, Lahavdil from the Chatzir. I don't know. Maybe it's not Lahavdil. But anyways, okay. Lahavdil from learning. But okay, good. So that helps us a little bit. Good. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Adakayitz ad shiyehei hakayitz ad shiyadchilu ha'am lachnis bikalkalos ad shiyavur hakayitz ad shiyakpilu amikzos. Okay, so when a person says ad hakayitz, right? So what does that mean, ad hakayitz? Until the summer, right? Again, more harder to define time, right? So ad shiyehei hakayitz ad shiyadchilu ha'am lachnis bikalkalos, right? So when you say that those languages of Anakayat, Ashiheakayat, it means until people have started to bring in their baskets of things.
Which goes to the earlier point, it's an objective time, as opposed to the specific time that he may have, it's some objective time.
Right, meaning when you say the summer, right, this means that there's something very specific they're looking for. Good.
He translates Kayat as fig harvest.
Fig harvest, yes. We're going to see that in the Mepharshim. Yes, correct. Good.
Right, but the point is bechalkalos, right? It's
baskets.
Objective time when people, not just you, that person specifically.
Right. No, but even so, the summer or whatever you want to call it is so not kavua, right? It's right. So you have to give it some type of something specific, right? A definition. Achi avur hakayitz, right? So what does that mean? Until that sounds, yeah, avur hakayitz sounds like it means it's really over, right? So you can't say it doesn't mean it's over. So what does that mean? It's over. And they start folding up the knives or something. We're going to see. So take a look at the Ran on the right side. It's the time of the kayets. Doesn't just mean like the time when people go swimming. It means it's economical, right? It refers to the time when people are collecting the figs, right? Vekari le kayitz, and it's called kayitz lefi shekotitzin osan biyad. So next time someone wants to know the word for summer in Hebrew, you say it's the kayitz. It doesn't mean, it's not a random word, right? It sounds like the word kotitz, because it means it has to do with harvesting, right? They would pick them by hand. Vekatani the keva da amar ad hakayitz o ad shiehei ad shiyadchilu ha'am lachnis bekalkalos. Again, the same sounds like the same thing. How long it's going to last is not so obvious. So therefore, it means until they start, you know, picking these things up. Good. So what's the until it's over? Until they fold up the mikzos hatsakinim, right? The knives. They had to use specific types of harvesting knives that they used to harvest the figs. Right? They call them mikzaos. They call them mikzaos because that even the things they would make out of them because they would, that's called a knife. Fine. Good. Okay, says the Gemara. Tana. Kalkala she'amru, kalkala she'te'inim, v'lo kalkala shel anavim. Right? So this, you translate that as basket? Yes? Good. So the basket that we're talking about is a basket of figs and not a basket of grapes. How do I know? Tanya hanoder miperos hakayitz ein asar ela bete'inim. Right? And we have a brisa that actually says this. A person says, I take a neder not to eat the peros of the kayitz. So that's referencing figs. Rav Shmuel Mil Omer Anavim Bechalal Te'inim. Rav Shmuel Mil says no. Argues with the Tanakhama and says no. Figs and grapes, you know, grapes are like Te'inim. They're around the same. I guess around the same time period, etc. They're included in the same thing. Look at the Ran Kalkala Shal Te'inim Shalafishehe Niktzatzos Beyad Lekitasan Kruya Kayetz, right? Because you cut them by hand, they're called Kayetz. Velo Kalkala Shal Anavim Mishum Delo Miktzatzan Beyada. Because the grapes you don't collect with your hands. Ella ayadei sakin. Rather, you use a knife. Ve'ahi chaticha mikarya. And that's called chaticha, not kayitz. I guess it's fine. Didn't we just say that they use knives? Yeah. Now we're saying they don't use knives?
Yeah.
Right, we actually said, so they fold up the knives.
Yeah, even for figs is your point, right?
Yeah, so what does it mean, biyad? And that's why it's called, he just, literally one round after the other. The first one was about chopping, using knives.
There's an interesting note here.
It's like an instrument, a larger instrument, rather than a hand knife.
Once you pick them, you use those knives. There's a note here. That's
yeah.
Used to trim the blocks of dried and pressed figs into discs so that the discs could be stacked into barrels.
Right, they would make agulos of the figs, right? So they have a special knife that would...
To make the agulos, but the actual plucking of the figs would be with the hand.
As opposed to grapes, which you always...
Which you always actually take off with the knife. The picture?
No, but there's different notes here. One is talking about that they would cut the figs open to dry. Uh-huh. And then there's a second note on the grapes that they could also be included in the kites designation because... They would sometimes turn them into raisins by leaving them to dry.
They also dry them.
And so it seems to be around the drying process.
Similar process. Fine. So those who don't like it, right? So the Tanakhama says it's only to Einim, not an oven. Why? Because we don't do the same process. It's a different process here, right? One uses the hand and then the knife, and one uses the knife to actually cut. And the hand, using your hand, is that's really called the katsitsa. Okay, fine. Yeah. But that, I think that's what the Ram was getting at above. I didn't totally explain it, right? That was his point. The knives they use, kishaosim and igul, right? They make them into those discs. Right? Everything, right? Every food the Gemara always talks about is always like dried figs, you know? So it's always those dried figs that they would turn into these little cakes and discs, whatever, yeah. So, okay, fine. Yeah, okay, fine. So Shmuel Milo said, no. Anavim bechlal teinim. Okay. No, they are you know included. Okay. And the point being, the Mefarish points out in the second white line, va'asra ad kalkala shal anavim. And the point being that they would that you'd have to wait till the anavim are finished. Also, right? Anavim lo mikdetu biyad ela besakin velo damu klal teinim. Hilkach lohavim bechlal teinim. Okay, it's the same thing. They're not cut, but they're cut by with a knife, not by hand. Okay, fine. So my time at the Tanakhama. So what's going on here? So Tanakhama savar te'inim miksasim biyada navim lo miksasim biyada. Right. So the Tanakhama says it depends how you pick them off. So the Tanakhama says you pick off the te'inim with your hand, and the navim you don't pick off with your hand. Rishim Leo savar anavim nami kimir dedan miksasan biyada. Rishim Leo says no, but the grapes. When you're mir dedan, you do it also with your hands. What does that mean? Take a look at the Ran. Kishi yavshu okze ha'anavim af heim niktaksin biyad mikru. Right. So when the what's the word for okets? Stem. Thank you. The stems would dry out. So then you could just pluck them off. You know the difference when the stem is dry, you can pluck it. When it's wet, so then you have trouble pulling it. And so they can also be with hands, and that's why it's being included. But the bottom line is, the point is, when you use the language of kayitz, what do you mean? Not something, you can't just use this foggy term. It has to mean something much more specific, which would be one of these two, so that we understand exactly what we're talking about. It shouldn't be left unclear. Okay, stop here.